Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining.
Chris, today's topic is on the law of priorities, one of the questions we get more than about anything. It's one of John's 21 irrefutable laws of leadership and a fundamental skill for all leaders, really knowing what's important. Tell us about the law of priorities.
Yeah, law number 17 in the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, a great book, one of John's books that's probably almost 20 years old and was one of his first kind of what I like to call books on the market where people really kind of tied him to leadership. Around the world, when we go and speak and train and develop, most people have heard of that book. If you've not read it, I would definitely encourage you.
It was just re-released. He just updated it. So yeah.
Which I joke around with him, which means that the laws really weren't irrefutable, were they, right? Because he did update them. So we joke around about that. But yeah, law number 17, we're talking about priorities today. Leaders understand that activity is not necessarily accomplishment. There's, you know, John, talking about John, one of the things that he's taught me over time is that you cannot control your time, right? A lot of people talk about, I want to become a better time manager and different stuff. And you can't manage time. It's managing the priorities that you have in order to become more productive in that time. And there's a illustration out there, or some of you that have known John for some time, he was based in San Diego originally, and when he decided that he wanted to go into the leadership development full-time, he knew he needed to move. And so came down to three different cities. He was going to choose between Chicago, Dallas, and Atlanta. And what he was striving for was, how do I become more productive with my time? Because, and from San Diego, he always had to catch a flight somewhere else to go somewhere else. And obviously, he chose Atlanta. I'm glad he did. But here in Atlanta, we can pretty much get anywhere in the world with one flight on Delta. And so when you look at that example and what he did, it was all about getting out of the comfort zone of being in San Diego, because people that live in San Diego, they love San Diego.
They don't want to leave.
They don't want to leave. And getting out of this comfort zone and really everything to do with being productive, with having progress on impacting people and changing lives for the better. And so he made that decision to move. And so I think when we talk about this and you look at it, I just think we need to make sure that it's definitely getting out of your comfort zone at times and making sure that you are prioritizing your time, not trying to manage your time.
Right. Well, and oftentimes it comes down to doing uncomfortable things and doing them when they need to be done. And I find that people that know their priorities don't mind that. I know it's on my to-do list. I'm trying to get away from the to-do list altogether with some things we'll talk about here, but that I look down the list and I see, well, I could do that one. Is it the most important one, the highest priority one? No, but it feels good to get it done. So I was teaching a lesson on Stephen Covey's Big Rocks First. It's always great. If you haven't seen that, you could go to YouTube and look at that. But someone asked me, in the audience, it was kind of, I thought it was an odd question at the time, but the more I thought about it, it should have been part of my lesson, was how do you determine your big rocks, your most important priorities? And I thought, isn't that obvious? But it's really not, or more people would do it.
Yeah. Back to your having a to-do list, I feel extremely accomplished when I can just take a little line right through one of those, no matter what level on my to-do list it is. And so we do need to get away
from that. I actually wrote something on my to-do list that I had just done so that I could mark it out.
Okay, maybe I'm not as bad as you are. Yeah, I think that is a great question, right? And how John talks about it in the law of priorities, John talks about using the three R's. And so let's unpack that a little bit today. And those three things are: what's required, what gives you the greatest return, and then what brings the greatest reward. So let's first start talking about what is required. What I want to make sure is, what is required of you, okay? We add that specifically. I want you to really kind of internalize this. What is required of you? What is something that you need to be doing that nobody else can be doing? And we've got to start with that mindset. And if you're doing something that is not necessary, I need you to eliminate it, okay? And then I think if you're doing something that is necessary but not required, then maybe we talk about delegating that. And so when you begin thinking about this, I want you to go a couple different layers and thinking about, hey, what is required of you? It's funny, this year going into 2019, Mark Cole, our CEO, he oversees all of the enterprise for John, and he has come to us and said, I want everybody to be aware, these are my five priorities this year. And if anything doesn't fall under one of these five buckets as my priority, then it's not going to get my time. And I thought, wow, what a great model of that. And so now in our team, we've kind of brought that over to our team and said, okay, what are the five that for us that if we're going to focus and we're going to have priorities this year, it's going to be around these topics. And so I thought it was a great example of how he's laying out the fact that we are going to get uncomfortable, we're going to make progress, but we're going to make progress as an enterprise in these five areas.
Right. Well, I've seen it all the time in our coaching, and I see it in me, is that we're good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm only great at one, maybe two, maybe one. But I love being helpful. I love being wanted. I love being included. And so I start doing things that that I'm good, but somebody else is probably great at, and I'm taking it from them and doing that. Just something that popped in as you're talking, urgent versus important, another lesson not really built in here, but I wonder, the way you're talking about what's required, how much does urgent things appearing important get in the way of what's required of me?
Yeah, a lot, right? I mean, I know I allow it to happen as well. I think we want to go to the urgent. We want to solve the things that are urgent. And maybe what we'll do is we'll come back and do a podcast and break down the four different
quadrants
of that and what that looks like as a leader with the five levels lens and talk about that in a broader view than just even the priority.
Right. So, well, I know that urgent things have a strange way of being loud and looking important when they're really not. So, number two, the second R was about return. Tell me about getting the greatest return.
Yeah, after you figured out what you must do, okay, remember, I really want you to internalize what is it that you need to be doing. Now take that list, and after you've kind of worked through all of that, and decide of that list, what gives you the greatest return? Because I think you and I both said we like to create lists, right? And sometimes we create things on the list just to mark off the list. Mm-hmm. And now I want you to take that and I want you to say, okay, of what's required of me, now what is going to give me and the organization or the team that I'm responsible for the greatest return? Now, when you do this, we need to understand, look, you're going to get out of your comfort zone on some things that are hard to accomplish. It's going to take some grind, some work. But what I don't want you to do is get out of your strength zone. We want to make sure that you're prioritizing the things that is in your strength zone, that is in your skill set, and we think about what does it look like to delegate those that are not in there. And just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. And I think as leaders, we've talked about this previously, like we like to hold so much stuff close to our chest so we can walk around and, man, that was me.
Right.
Yeah, I did that. That was on my list. And so make sure that you have that mindset. And going back to even just a previous conversation, remember, if there's somebody on your team that can do something that you're doing 80% as good as you, I need you to give it away because that's not going to be the greatest return of your time as a leader for the organization.
Right. And you said it, but just underscoring delegation is such a critical skill. We have a podcast on that. But wow, what a great skill to have when you think, what are the things that I can do, and that 80%, somebody can do it 80% as well as I can I delegate that to someone? So the third R is about the greatest reward. Tell me about that.
Yeah, for this topic in the third R that John talks about, the greatest reward, he talks about what are the things that bring personal satisfaction to you. And for me, when I look at this and I think about it, it goes back to how can I make the greatest impact? How can I make the greatest impact on my team, but also the organization? What I don't want to do is be a bottleneck for the organization, for the growth. I don't want to be a lid, as John talks about in the 21 irrefutable laws. Number one, the law of the lid. And so if I'm not passionate about it and I don't feel like I'm making an impact, then I'm not going to have that satisfaction. It's not going to give me a reward, which in turn is not going to drive me to want to do it It's not going to be one of those things I attack on my list right away. And then John talks a lot about the difference between success and significance. Right. And I think for a lot of us, maybe we just focus too much on success. And I think for me personally, and maybe some that are listening, I think the greatest reward is how am I making a significant impact on people, on my team. You know, it's funny, a lot of leaders, great leaders, spend 85% of their time, I think Harvard Business Review said, actually figuring out how do I transform, how do I make a significant impact on people through the EQ side of things versus what we're talking about here today, which is sometimes we just have IQ things. We're just like, yeah, we know how to do that, so let's cross that off. Right. And so I think when you talk about this third R that John talks about, the greatest reward, for me personally, it's really around the ability to be able to impact and to transform people in their journey.
Right. Well, I know in the five levels of leadership, level three is really about producing results together as a team. And so we've been talking here so far about our priorities, but it seemed like this would be a great lesson to instill into every person on your team to really know what the most important things are.
Yeah. So practically, just kind of giving you some handles here for this, I want to go back to communication. All right. We've got to be very clear with our team about the goals and the outcomes of what we're trying to accomplish. And then I think you have to work with them often on determining their priorities. One of the things, a great practice is maybe once every other week, maybe it's once a week, maybe it's once a month, depending on the kind of the structure of your team, that you have a one-on-one meeting with your team member and you're like, bring me a list of everything that you are working on right now and in the priority of which you think they are for the organization or for the team. And I promise you, when you guys go over that list, as a leader, having the longest view in the room, a longer view than them, you're going to know that some of that is out of order. They're not going to know that. And so their expectation is to continue plowing through that. And so I think what you've got to do is help them reprioritize.
Right.
So take that list and with your view, be able to help them do that. Now, that's just a couple of practical things. What are some things that you've seen?
Well, I was just thinking when you said that. I worked for an executive once, and she had she helped us determine the overall goals for the organization, what we were trying to accomplish, and then work with each of her direct report leaders on individual objectives that would lead to that goal. If my department did those objectives, we would move closer to that goal. And then she would allow me to determine what we called most important things, 4 to 5, not 12,
right,
that I'm going to work on every week. This was a quarterly exercise. And so we would put up our most important things. And then every week on our weekly one-on-one, we would just address, how are you doing on your most important things? How are you making progress on those? And what you'll find is it there's so many things that your people are dealing with that can distract you, those urgent things that pop up that have nothing to do with your most important things and nothing to do with the objectives, but they're fires that you're going to go put out.
That's
and
right.
John will talk about that. One of the killers of momentum on your team is constantly putting out fires.
Yeah.
You're not being intentional about what you're doing. So
yeah.
I found that as we discussed that on a weekly basis, it helped keep me focused. I put it with my team. What are your most important things by this quarter that we're going to talk about? And if you're focused on those four things or five things, will we move the ball? Absolutely.
Yeah. Another thing that I like to do is look at the end of the day, look at my calendar for the next day.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, if I don't do that, here's what happens. If I don't set and or prioritize my day the night before, without a shadow of a doubt, whether I'm getting on a plane, I'm checking out of a hotel, or I'm in the office, other things get in the way. Mm-hmm. And I allow them naturally to get in the way. People stop by your office, a cup of coffee, and they want to sit there and talk. You hear the ding of your email.
Well, you're in a relationship guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Or, you know, whatever it might be, there are things that if you don't have a plan, if you don't reprioritize everything, for me, this is, if I don't reprioritize at the end of the day for the next day, I find myself getting in trouble. Oftentimes, here's what I find. Some of the things that need to be my highest priority for the next day are the hardest things. Mm-hmm. And so I'll sell myself in a hurry not to be able to do them. Oh, I haven't talked to Perry in 10 minutes. Let him come in and spend another 10 minutes with me. And so I want to make sure that you identify your priorities, whatever it is for you. Maybe you get to the office really early and you do it before anybody gets there. Maybe it's the night before. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's weekly. But then act on those and don't allow the distractions. Mm-hmm. Don't allow, to your point, what John says, putting out the fires, to slow down the momentum of you having the priorities for the team. You mentioned Covey earlier. Is a great quote that I like to refer back to once in a while when it comes to identifying and acting from a priorities as a leader. And he says, a leader is the one who climbs the tallest tree, surveys the entire situation, and yells, wrong jungle, we got to go, right? And so if you don't understand your priorities, you won't be able to make those type of actions for the team.
Well, I love your idea of thinking about it the day before, what's the most important things I could do tomorrow or this week, and then doing them early in the day. I think you were inferring that, but your day is going to get out of control by about 11 a.m. So what can I do quick or early to, and those most important things? So great ideas, but what give us as we part ways today, maybe a call to action for our listeners.
As leaders, we must constantly reevaluate our and our team's priorities, schedules, commitments, goals, values. That's why I said I kind of try to do it nightly. I've got to reevaluate what I'm doing, what my priorities are in order to get to that outcome, to get to the quarterly objectives. I got to do it. The other thing that I want to kind of just back up for a second. If you do this and you do it well with your team and you have that list and they know what their priorities are, it allows them to say no to other things. And when we talk about other things getting in the way, we talked kind of surface level about emails and phone calls and all this kind of stuff. I'm talking about other projects. Right. I'm talking about everybody wanting to add value and help the organization. And to your point, you want to do that. But if you have given your team or if you have a distinct list of priorities, it helps them say no. It helps them stay focused.
Yeah.
We joke around about our organization, okay? We have a focus problem because I don't think we say no enough, right? John is an opportunistic guy that loves to add value and loves to see opportunities to make an impact. And so all of that just kind of filters down. Yeah. And we've got to get really strategic on what our priorities are. What do you do that nobody else can do, so that we can kind of stay dialed in there? The other thing comes back to mind here is remember the, you know, the Pareto principle, okay? 20% of what we do is going to yield 80% of the return. And so what is that top 20% that's going to yield the greatest return for the organization? And when you begin to look at it through that lens, as a business owner, whatever it might be, I think that you'll begin to cross some things off your list that don't need to be on there, that are more time-consuming. And just remember that activity, as we talked about in the very beginning about, you know, law number 17, law of priorities, activity is not necessarily accomplishment. And in order to refocus kind of our life and where we're going and what we're working on, you have to reorder your priorities often.
Right, right.
And it takes time.
I was
time.
Thinking, as you're saying, though, if you're, John teaches servant leadership, that if you're a servant leader organization, it is in your DNA to want to help others mm-hmm. and to serve, but that focus, I can't help everyone's. What are the priorities? Where should I be focusing my work efforts? So, great stuff, Chris. Thank you very much. And just as a reminder, if you'd like to learn more about the five levels of leadership or perhaps have us come and engage with your organization, we'd love to do that. You can go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can leave a comment for us there. You can also leave a question if you have one about leadership. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, as always, for joining. This has been the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.